It is a warm, sunny day in Queensland, Australia. Soft white sand covers the ground beneath your feet. With each step, it shifts, forming little peaks and ridges. A subtle breeze whispers with encouragement as you gaze out over the Pacific Ocean. The water is pure and clear. You can see right through it to the ocean floor. Beneath the reflecting sun, a few brightly colored fish glide through the water. You take a deep breath, inhaling the sights and the fresh, salty air. This is Lady Elliot Island, a paradise for those seeking to adventure into underwater worlds. And that is exactly what you came here to do. You turn back to your scuba instructor, a friendly Australian named Archie. He is busy packing up the last few things for your scuba diving trip. With a few others in your group, and Archie as your guide, you'll be heading out to the reef to swim among dolphins, coral, and all kinds of colorful fish. It's an experience that you've looked forward to for a long time. Archie calls you over to the boat. It rocks gently with the passing tide as you walk across the beach. It's not particularly busy here today, though a few people are relaxing in the sand and children are building sandcastles. There is a good reason for this, since the main attraction of Lady Elliot Island is its close proximity to the Great Barrier Reef. Archie hands you a life vest. You put it on, clasping the black buckles and adjusting a strap to make it fit just right. The boat rocks gently as you, Archie, and a few others in your group climb aboard. The boat is nothing fancy, but it is rather spacious and bears the marks of experience. A weathered wooden sign hangs on the cabin door, with white lettering that is peeling slightly at the edges. "Home is where the boat is docked," it reads. You look down and see that the boat has a glass floor. Rays of light penetrate through the surface of the water, reflecting off the shiny fish that swim down below. Archie stands at the flying bridge, where the steering wheel and boat controls are located. He turns a key on the dash, and the engine hums to life. You look over the side of the boat and watch white bubbles form near the propeller. Archie moves the boat forward at a slow pace. You aren't in a hurry. In fact, you don't think Archie ever is. You meander away from the coast, passing a few other boats with the same plan as you. As the boat moves through the water, a breeze picks up. You close your eyes and savor the feeling of the fresh air on your skin. A touch of mist cools you. It's an enjoyable sensation in the midday sun. When you open your eyes again, the ocean surrounds you. Little islands dot the horizon here and there. Other boats are out on the water too. Some are diving and snorkeling. Some are simply enjoying the scenery. But they all wave as you pass by. Archie tells you about the history of Lady Elliot Island and the Great Barrier Reef. The island and mainland have been inhabited by Aboriginal Australians for over 40,000 years. They believe that the Great Barrier Reef was originally a tropical forest on land. But as water levels rose, it became submerged and transformed into the aquatic paradise that it is today.